White Pass hired environmental engineering firm Anchor QEA to develop a plan for removing contaminated sediment from the harbor. The firm says it can remove 85% of the mass of contamination by dredging the harbor basin in front of the ore loader. They hope to begin dredging as early as next fall and estimate the work can be completed in 6 weeks. The Army Corps of Engineers announced White Pass's permit application to dredge the harbor last month. Originally, they set a deadline of December 6th to submit comments on it, but they extended the deadline by 10 days in response to a request from the municipality of Skagway. Mayor Andrew Cremata worked with the borough manager and legal counsel to draft a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers. He says Anchor QEA's plan doesn't do enough to ensure that all of the contamination is removed.
It's not comprehensive. It doesn't take into account any of the remediation needs underneath the dock or the loader. There were also a number of concerns that there hasn't been enough testing. So we're not aware of any kind of plan post-remediation that focuses on public health and safety or what the institutional controls would be.
The Skagway Borough Assembly will review the letter and decide whether to send it to the Army Corps of Engineers at its meeting Wednesday. In addition to the contamination around the dock, municipal leaders say that the ore terminal's aging infrastructure needs to be addressed as well. Skagway Port Commission Chair Tom Cochran has suggested that removing the ore loader during renovations could open up access to the contaminated area beneath the dock. But that could disrupt the port's ore shipping operations, which are expected to resume next month. The deadline for submitting comments on the dredging plans is December 16th. Comments can be submitted by mail or email to the Army Corps of Engineers Juneau Field Office. For details, visit khns.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.